and
I bet
stuff.
It smelled wonderful in there. Padded Room Podcast time, you filthy animals. My name is Darian. I've been called the Greg Sheffer of horror podcasting. Miss Monica is here. She's been called the Ann Bobby of horror podcasting.
Who's that?
It's the cast of Nightbreed.
Oh,
I
okay.
drew a complete blank, so I looked to my left and saw my Nightbreed poster, so that's all I got for you. Zero thought or effort put into that one.
Okay.
Nobody tonight, ladies. I'm sorry. You probably, most of you are just deleting this episode immediately since you heard there's nobody. But for those of you that are still with us, I am here, Monica is here, and it's probably going to be a shorter show because we're short one guy, and we don't have a lot to talk about in the movie department either, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just breast implants and lingerie, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call a winning combination, Miss Monica. It's a win-win for the demon.
Oh, yeah.
Light sprinkling of semi-automatic weapons also, but we'll get into that in a second.
Oh, boy.
Monica, how was your week, baby doll? I understand you did a little intercontinental travel.
Yeah. Went to Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, that's not intercontinental at all. That's right here in the neighborhood, pretty much.
Yeah, I realized that it's just like being in Washington.
Washington State?
Yes.
Really?
Trees and lots of humidity.
And gloomy?
Yes.
Is it gloomy at all? Overcast?
Yes, and this is what I heard from everybody.
Huh.
How'd you all end up in the desert over there? Who the hell would want to live in the desert? Look at the trees here. And I'm like, I hate trees. I like the desert.
I don't mind the desert.
I mean, the heat.
Some of us have to tan twice a day.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. We started, like, breaking out in zits. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, we would be, like, patting our foreheads.
Oh, no.
Going, oh,
was it that
God.
Humid over there? Really?
99%.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
I bet they got a lot of bugs, too. Right?
We didn't really see bugs.
Yeah?
But I saw some roaches that made me
go, what the fuck
is that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were, like, I don't know, 3 inches big?
Yeah, dude. Woo. They thrive in high humidity, I think.
Oh, no thank
Forget
you.
Forget it, dude. Forget that whole thing.
But, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah? What was the point of going to Richmond, Virginia?
His job was, like, having a get-together for, like, managers.
Nice.
And then on Saturday night, there was this big fancy dinner at a museum, the
Ooh.
Fine Arts Museum.
Wow.
Yeah, so
Holy cow.
It was mingling with the rich.
Yeah?
And, yeah, you should have seen the food.
I bet it was good. I bet you couldn't eat anything, though, could you? You're stuck eating barn apples.
Actually, so they brought out the first entree, which was this weird salad that nobody liked.
Oh.
And everyone at my table was like, here, do you want this? And I'm like, no, it's disgusting. I don't even want it. And then they bring out this plate, and so it's got a scoop of mashed potato this big.
Okay.
A piece of filet mignon like this.
Okay.
And, like, 3 green beans. And I'm like, excuse me, do you have a vegetarian plate? So they brought out, like, these cauliflower meatballs. It was really good.
Really?
But, yeah, and then all of a sudden you're, like, taking your last bite and they already bring, like, the chocolate mousse out. And
Ooh.
I'm like, fuck, man, these people are just, like, hurting you. Like,
yeah.
Eat and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Are you sure were they doing that to everybody or just you?
No, everybody.
Because I'm sure they saw the crazy bitch hoodie come in and they're no.
Out. I had to really get dressed up nice.
Oh, no.
So that was kind of cool.
Right on, man. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah.
I have been putting up Halloween decorations.
I saw that.
It's October 2nd, and I'm not one to dawdle or daddle mm-hmm. or diddle daddle when it comes to putting up Halloween decorations. Christmas decorations, that shit waits till Christmas Eve, and then it's I'll hang a sock up, and then that's it for me. Halloween, on the other hand, I prefer just to leave it up all year. Anyway, inmates, we got the usual shit show to get into. We got horror news, listener mail, and some movies to talk about. No fights this week in the Terror Dome as we're closing out the preliminary rounds, but we will announce last week's winners. But first, let's do some horror news.
Horror news.
Monica?
Yeah, I don't have. I was nothing? Gone.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Oh, geez. Well, you survived West Virginia, and you didn't get eaten by the Hattiger brothers, so you got that going for you. That's horror news in a weird way. I have some more Dead by Daylight news.
Okay.
For those of you who give a shit. That's that video game I'm obsessed with mm-hmm. the slashers. They're releasing something called The Hallowed Blight on October 19th. I can't say for sure, but it looks like it has something to do with man-eating plants.
Oh.
Because they got a little trailer up for it, and it just shows something that sort of resembles the Necronomicon. A book with a bunch of weird hieroglyphics in it.
Uh-huh.
And then it shows plant life coming out of the book and spreading throughout the field.
That's kind of cool. I can kind of picture that.
Yeah, it's gnarly. I don't think it's going to be good for the survivors. For the killers, it'll probably be good. Because I imagine you're trying to get away from a Leatherface or a Michael Myers or something. You get fouled up in these weird plant shit.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like a Day of the Triffids type of a situation.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing in the near future.
Huh.
Break out your debit cards, inmates. Downloadable content. Are you ready for Happy Death Day 2?
Yes.
Happy Death Day to you.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a Valentine's Day release date.
All right.
So it's going to be a while. Did you like Happy Death Day?
Yeah, I liked the first one.
It's more of a comedy, right?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
It's like Groundhog's Day, except with this snooty college bitch.
No.
And she gets killed at the end of every day, right?
No, I didn't feel like it was comedy.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, the part where she comes out of the dorm naked and she's like...
Yeah. No, I have seen horror with comedy, but this one, no.
It was fine.
I liked it.
I thought it was fine. I know Cake Wolf thought it was the best thing ever. I don't know what the hell he's on.
Is this going to continue off of her or a total new story?
It looked to me like a total new story.
Okay.
Which I would hope, because it'd be weird if she got trapped in the same loop again, right? Fuck. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go again with this. What else we got here? Are you ready? I know we're not too excited for this, but hear me out. The Train to Busan Americanization?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
James Wan is now on board to direct.
Oh, okay.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Monica. Still no go. Still no good. It's probably not going to be as good.
He's good, but... Oh.
I don't think it's going to be as good. It'll probably be... tolerable in the realm of Americanized Asian zombie flicks.
Because
there's been some bad ones. Well, not necessarily, just Americanized horror, because you got your Martyrs, which was not good.
No.
Inside, which I refuse to watch, because nobody said anything good about it. What else? I can't think of anything else right now. But
I don't think he would ruin it, but I don't know.
I don't think it's going to live up to the original.
No, it's not going to.
It could be okay though. If you not, go into it like you went into The Mummy and say, "Hey, I hate this movie sight unseen," and you just check it out, maybe it might be tolerable.
You know, when you said that, it just reminded me of how big of fans Americans are of Walking Dead
yeah.
and Fear.
Yeah.
So it might do good. But I just can't see it being as good as
you can't have. I can tell you right now how they're going to screw this up.
How?
If they make the zombies slow.
Yes.
That will fuck everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And if they add like a wisecracking stoner.
No.
You cannot have humor.
No.
You cannot have any kind of humor.
I do not. What's that guy's name? The one dude that ruined Predator.
I don't know.
The comedy dude that does the commercials now.
Oh my God.
What is that guy's name? You know who I'm thinking of.
Peel, but the other
the
guy.
The other
Key,
guy.
Michael Key.
Yes. I don't want him in there.
He ruined Predator, you think?
Well,
Did you see Predator?
I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know.
But if he's in something, then there's got to be
one-liners.
What
do you have against that guy?
I don't have nothing against him because he plays on a show I like.
He could be a good action star.
But I don't want his one-liners in there.
I don't want that. You can't have any comedy in there, too.
Yeah, no.
It's got to be serious. Mm-hmm. It's got to tug on your heartstrings just a little bit. And that's how it's got to go down.
That's right.
Are you ready for the chilling adventures of Sabrina? Coming to Netflix, the Sabrina the Teenage Witch reboot that's supposed to be like dark and
I
scary.
Watched the original.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Did you do it recently or when you were a kid?
No, a few years back.
So you did watch it recently. Why would you do that?
And I used don't to watch that. Clarissa Explains It All. Or...
I don't remember any of that. Yeah, what was the one where she would put her fingers together and freeze time? Remember that one?
Was that it? I can't remember.
I don't remember. But there was one where she was like a robot or something. Or she had a robot and she would touch her two fingers together and everybody would freeze. And then she would like talk to the camera and be like, my dad's kind of a putz, isn't he? And then she would do it again and everybody would unfreeze.
Oh.
You don't remember that one?
Isn't that it?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I could have seen
all right.
That
who
might
gives
be
a shit?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? What I'm getting at here, Monica, is that Clive Barker has contributed a ton of his original artwork to The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So that should darken the mood, or at least make it somewhat more horror-ish.
Very
I think.
Interesting.
I like to think that. I
Did
don't know.
They make a like? What is the rating of this show?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be on Netflix, though.
Okay.
I don't.
But
think...
it's not like geared towards children.
I don't know.
Okay.
Which way they're going with that?
Well,
it's supposed to debut like in a week.
Okay.
I think. So I'm going to check it. I'm going to check it out. See what it says. I like Kiernan Shipka. I think she's very attractive.
Oh, the main girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got some good news for you. Charles Bronson slasher 10 to Midnight is getting the Scream Factory Blu-ray treatment. So I still have no idea what it is, or I've never heard of it.
What?
I've heard of it because you did that.
When are you going to watch
it? Well, now I'm going to because it's coming on a Blu-ray.
Okay.
You said it's pretty good?
I believe it was the gateway for American Psycho.
Okay. So,
and you'll see it, too.
All right. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. I guess that's all we got on the horror news, then. Let's get queued up for some listener mail here, shall we?
Yeah.
We got all kinds of stuff going on in the old mailbag. And a few things in the female bag.
Oh, boy. Listener mail.
Mm-hmm. Let's start it off in Houston, Texas, with our main man, Lance.
Hi, Lance.
Lance. Subject line, Clive Barker week at the padded room. That would be fun. That sounds like a fun thing to do. We should do a Clive Barker month, right? I think we've already done, like, all of his decent movies.
Yeah, didn't we?
I think we did the first two Hellraisers. I know we did Candyman. I don't know what else comes to mind. I know we've done Nightbreed.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that fish movie. Didn't he do the fish movie that you like?
A fish movie?
Yeah, what's it called? Dagon or...
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, okay.
Dagon, yes. That's weird. It's a weird movie, but it's okay. All right, guys. I guess Clive Barker is our new Patreon contributor because he is all over this week's matches. This is a very weird matchup, but the Gill Man goes down easily against Pinhead. Yes, he does, Lance. Meanwhile, the Nightbreed slice through the snot-nosed corn kids like a hot knife through butter. Fuck, Moonface could probably take out the kids all by himself. Mm. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Moonface, though. He got the shit end of the Nightbreed stick. That sucks.
Why?
What does he do? Okay, let me get this straight. So you want to be Nightbreed, right? Mm-hmm. So you do all the research, you go to Midian, you let the red guy bite you, and then you get your monster powers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can shapeshift or turn into mist, or you can you get those snakes that come out of your stomach and stab people in the face. This poor schmuck gets his head to the shape of a moon. That's it. That's all you got.
He can use his moon head to slice you up.
You are ridiculous. He's going to use a moon head to slice you. I would love to see that. If they actually did that in that movie, that would be something to see. He did not, in fact, use his moon head to hurt anybody. Maybe he had laser eyes or something, and we just never got to see him. Looks like we have a brand new Patreon subscriber.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo! Oh, it's Dee Von Drosik.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Dee. Thank you very much, Dee. Dee is in the $5 tier. That's very nice of her. Dee, you get control of, November, right? Wait, is your birthday in November?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you get control of December, Dee.
So, I'll donate it to
Dee. Are you sure? You
yeah.
don't
want to
pick my... All right, well, if nobody picks up December, it's yours.
Okay, I'll donate my month to her.
Oh!
She's got a... I have a feeling she's going to pick some cool shit.
I don't know, man.
Why?
I don't know, man. She might just have it in for one of us and be like, this is fucking pissed buddy off month.
No.
And then we're going to have to watch a bunch of weird shit. Dee... Whatever you want us to do, babe, but, you know, if you're mad at Buddy, let's not take it out on everybody, okay? I'll give you his home phone number. You can call him and tell him to fuck off. Let's go to Oakland, California with Angel.
Hi, Angel.
My pod girlfriend in the house.
It's been a while.
Subject line, did I make it? Yes, you did make it, Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, folks. Not sure if I made it in time this week. So for the Terra Dome, I'm going to take Pinhead in singles. Nightbreed and teams. Yeah, a couple of blowouts we're looking at here, Monica.
Yeah.
I figured as much. Very cool. I'm traveling so much, I still don't even know if that's the right episode. Last night I saw the touring Phantom of the Opera production in San Francisco.
Ooh.
Super cool. I think Miss Monica mentioned that a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Till next week, unless I miss the deadline, then you'll hear from me twice this week. Angel.
Bye-bye.
No, you made it, Angel. You're in like Flynn, baby doll. Let's go to right here in Reno, Nevada with Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Subject line, votes and movies. For singles, I don't really see the Creature from the Black Lagoon winning any fights. Well, that's not fair. I think he could probably...
He can win an underwater fight.
Yeah, he could probably take like a... Yeah, you're probably right, actually, Sean. I don't think he's going to beat anybody up. But any fight, so this one goes to Pinhead easily. Teams, I have to go with the Nightbreed. The Children of the Corn are just creepy and all, but in the end, they're just kids. That's exactly right, Sean. Two more for the Nightbreed. Delirium was a pretty good movie. Nothing spectacular, but it did well keeping you guessing if some of the things were actually happening or not. I also had a chance to watch the latest Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich. It's absolutely as cheesy and amazing as you would hope a Puppet Master film would be. Definitely recommend to a fan of the series, or if you just have good taste in movies. That's it for me, Sean.
Okay.
You're not Sean.
I started it, but I didn't...
No?
Yeah.
No follow-through on that one? I've been doing that.
I think I was busy.
Dude, I've been doing that a lot too lately. You know, I go on to Hulu and I'm like, oh, I'll just pick some random thing and then I'll go on about doing the laundry or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll pick it and then I'll get like 5 minutes in and I'll be like, no, this is fucking dumb. I can tell you right now.
Yep. I can tell by the acting in first 5 minutes.
Yep. I don't mind bad acting, but if there's like a lot of lazy writing, that's become my latest pet peeve is like stupid dialogue. Like shitty, hey, you're my brother. I've known you for 6 years. No, get the fuck out of here with this.
Yeah, it's gotta like click right away.
You gotta put some fucking effort into it, man.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Mm-hmm. Some of these shows look like somebody just literally shit out a movie so that, I don't know why. You can't make money if it goes straight to Hulu, can you? Well, maybe you can. They probably have to buy it from you.
Yeah, don't you get some kind of royalty, too?
I don't know. We got to figure that out, dude. Because we could crap out a movie in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
We'll get Chuck in here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to make out with him again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can we hire another actor?
Monica just got up and left my house. All righty. We got some voicemails here. Let's start it off with the... David Cronenberg of people that call into the podcast. It's Alan.
Oh.
Cha-cha.
That's what I was going to do.
Padded room, what's up? What's it's up, the Lord of cinnamon buns and spaghetti and all the good things.
Oh, God, here we go.
Pterodome. I got to go creature. I don't know if he'd even know how to open the box, and I don't know if Pinhead would even care, because Pinhead at one point says it's not hands, it's hearts that bring us.
That's true.
And teams, I'm going to go with the Nightbreed.
There you go.
Anyway, Apocalypse is awesome. I don't know. The Coven showed up this week. It was Cordelia and
Zoe, maybe?
Madison and Francis Conroy.
Anyway, oh, Myrtle.
Kathy Bates is a cyborg on the show.
No shit.
Complete total robot, something like that.
Wow.
But I'm really digging it. I definitely watch it. No, don't know who Rubberman is. I know it's supposed to be the Murder House Coven crossover. It very well could have been Tate in the costume.
But Tate was the one getting plugged.
Tate's son is the Antichrist on there. And he is evil.
Anyway,
is Monica Disturbia?
Oh, I gotcha.
But Summer of 84 movie.
I've not seen
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I hope everybody's doing good. I really enjoyed The Ghost. Darian, you said that's Deacon's favorite band.
It is.
If they come through and they're playing an all-ages venue, you should consider taking him.
I would totally do that.
When I saw him last, there was a kid probably younger than him, about the same age there, and Papa looks out for the little kid. He told everybody to, you know, like, stop moshing and watch for the children and stuff. You talked to the kid. It was pretty cool.
Right on. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Beautiful. Bye. Thanks for calling in, Alan.
Yeah.
I would totally take Deacon to see Ghost.
Yeah, I've seen some of the YouTube videos where there's little kids in the crowd.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
I saw Ghost live once, but this was like after their first album, before anybody knew who the hell they were. Still put on a hell of a show, though. Right on, Alan. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to sunny Southern California with our main man, your pod boyfriend, Mr. Tom Hardy.
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Who we're going to have a beer with tomorrow night.
Heyo, Padded Room. How's my favorite degenerate this week?
What's up, Mr. Hardy?
The artist formerly known as Tom Hardy.
Alrighty.
You guys are doing well. I wanted to get in real quick with the Pterodome.
Yeah, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the Pinhead over the creature from Black Lagoon. I like the creature. It's probably my favorite, the Universal monsters, but I just I can't figure out an argument for him.
Okay.
You know, and the Keems, Keems is not, you know, there's no...
It's a no-brainer.
Got no chance.
No,
you know?
It's a no-brainer.
But again... Like to find an argument for him, I just can't.
No.
I think the Nightbreed are going to tear right through them.
Of course.
Hey, last week you guys were talking about the failure of the Dark Universe, and you know, what do you think brought it on? You know, I had an idea of what might have brought it on, but and I think part of it was starting off with Tom Cruise, and I'm not saying because of the reason normally people say, but you insert, you know, a big star like Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe into your flick, I mean, that's probably going to be 50% of your budget. It's just these dudes' salary.
Right.
And then there comes the ego where it's like, no, my character's going to do this. My character's going to do that. And because he is such a big star, he can make those decisions. And I think it changes the movie. It changes the possibility of a franchise. And then if it does become a franchise, you got to still pay these suckers every damn movie.
That's true.
So I think that, in my opinion, was the big failure of the Dark Universe.
It could be.
Last thing real quick on what are you watching?
Yeah, what do you got?
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?
I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this film called John Dies at the End. It's by the director is Don Coscarelli, the dude who did Phantasm. Personally, I love the flick. It's got all kinds of problems, like time travel movies always do, you know.
Right.
But it's one of those flicks, every time it comes on, it doesn't matter what part of the flick it's on, I just have to sit down and finish it through. I'd love to get your guys' opinion on that. Look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
You betcha.
Love you, Lax family. Bye now.
Love you too, Mr. Hardy.
Bye-bye.
What'd you think of John Dies at the End, Monica?
I'm trying to remember it all. I think I liked it.
Soy sauce. Remember that? There was like a drug that gave you psychic powers.
Yeah, and it was then, him and his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there wasn't there like a penis monster or a meat monster or something like that? It's kind of silly.
There was something in there.
Yeah. And then he dies, but then he comes back as a dog or something like that. And Paul Giamatti was in there as a reporter.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, I'm black. And they're like, no, you're not. And he's like, yeah, I'm black. I got called the N-word once. And they're like, no, you're a white, bald white guy. So.
Yeah, see, I kind of remember bits and pieces.
It's not a bad show. I didn't mind it, Mr. Hardy. I guess the only real complaint that I had was that it just kind of felt a little bit too much like an R-rated version of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Because, I mean, the two guys were kind of screwheads, and they're going through all these time things, and, I mean, it wasn't nearly as cheeky, obviously. But it wasn't a bad show. I don't know that I would call that a horror movie, per se. It almost had more of a comedic thing going on.
Oh, I felt it was more sci-fi to me.
Sci-fi, yeah. I could see that, too. I could definitely see that. Okay, I guess that's it on the listener mail. Monica, do you have anything for Tom Hardy, Angel, Devon Drosik, Alan, or Lance?
No, thanks, guys.
Yes, thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
And
Dee, let us know what you want us to do for November or, you know, whatever. You got a list of movies, you got a theme you want us to do or carry out or something like that. Maybe, and you know what? We'll take November off. If that's what, for $5, we'll take the entire month of November. You won't hear a peep out of us for the entirety of November. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We're out of here.
Then she'll be bored.
Here's $5. Just stop it, okay? Just stop it. Give me a break.
Yeah, you can even pick cartoons.
Oh, we'll do cartoons. Are there horror? Well, there's like horror anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any? Oh, that Soul Station, that's animated.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any other horror.
You know
cartoons.
Which one I've never watched?
Huh.
Heavy Metal.
Oh, there's like six of them now, isn't there?
There is?
I think so.
I have never even watched
The first one's the best. That's one where John Candy does like 90% of the voices.
Really?
Yeah, that one's pretty
I'm
good.
I'm going to have to watch it one day.
If I remember right, there's a lot of boobs in it, too.
Yeah, that's what I remember my brother always liking that movie.
Oh, yeah. Get into that. All right, we are about to go live on YouTube and get into a movie, Miss Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Okay.
A madman has sealed off a Los Angeles high-rise.
Who's there? Hey, the phone's dead.
Now, five young women are joining forces and fighting for their lives.
Look, it's 3-1. The odds are in our favor. Maybe I can increase those odds.
Eat light, you son of a bitch!
To die.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hard to Die from 1990. This one is directed by Jim Wynorski. Yes, the Jim Wynorski of Chopping Mall fame.
Oh, no wonder.
And a few other. He's done he's got a weird array of like weird like Disney kids movies.
Uh-huh.
And then 80s and 90s schlock boob splatter. Oh.
Well, that would explain the special lightning effects.
There was a lot of lightning in this one.
Oh, boy.
Dark and stormy night at a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it's a weird building in this one. I don't know what the hell was going on there. I think it was like a front for human trafficking or something.
I know. Sorority House Massacre 3.
Yeah. This was supposed to be a sequel to the Sorority House Massacre. But I don't know. It just, there's like three alternate titles for this one. There's Tower of Terror, Hard to Die, Sorority House Massacre 3, Hard to Die, Sorority House Massacre 3, Tower of Terror. You can find this one under any number of different titles.
Yeah, which was really weird because it wasn't till they like got into explaining the story.
The big flashback.
Yeah, and I was looking at it and I'm like, hey, that's the guy from Slumber Party.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this is the exact same movie, except in a supposedly a high rise, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So this one stars Robin Harris, Lindsay Taylor, and Deborah Dare. If you... You can watch any of these three women actually have hardcore sex on X videos or I believe Pornhub also. So these are all porn stars is what I'm telling you. And this is from 1990. So you got that nice teased hair sports bra thing going on. I was very into that as a kid. I'll tell you right now, 1990, I was 12 years old. I would have stayed up till 2:30 in the morning to watch this movie alone in my bedroom. At my parents' house, perhaps with a Snapple iced tea. All right. Anyway, this one got 5 stars on IMDb.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No.
My
no.
God.
This is one half of a star behind The Mummy.
Okay.
Which is a travesty, by the way.
Okay.
It is not fair to The Mummy, I don't think. Anyway, this one starts off with a young, scantily clad lady. Spattered in blood, discharging a AK-47 in a dark room. And then we go, oh, she's like, oh my God, I don't know how I got here. What was going on with the accent in this movie?
I don't know.
It seemed to travel from girl to girl. Like she had it for a few minutes and then she gave it to the other girl. And it wasn't English per se, but it was like an Australian Cockney.
That's what I was like. Are they Australian or but, what?
Well, every now and then it would go back to English and then it would just disappear for like 10, 20 minutes. And then it would come back to the chick in the purple dress.
Yeah.
Excellent acting going on here is what I'm telling you. But you're not going to watch this for the acting anyway. You're going to watch it for other reasons. So that's how the movie starts. Now we're going to cut to probably 6 to 8 hours earlier when this young lady shows up at work. So it's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this chick works at a lingerie distribution office, would you say?
Yes.
It's an office. It's not a warehouse, mind you. It's like, and this is, what the hell kind of office is this? I have no idea.
It's off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Is it? The building?
I'm going to guess the building
It's clearly yeah. Los Angeles area somewhere. But, of course. And this building, it just has the most eclectic range of businesses in it ever. But, apparently her and her friend are there working on a Saturday because they have to do inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And by inventory, I mean, again, this is an office. This isn't a warehouse. Apparently, they keep, 8 to 10 boxes of lingerie there at a given time?
In the basement.
In the basement of the office building. So they need to inventory that and see what they got going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to meet these two young ladies. I don't remember any of these character names, do you?
No.
So there's 5 chicks in total. From this point forward, we're going to refer to them as red dress, blue dress, purple dress, sports bra, and actress. So sports bra is our main survivor girl. She shows up and meets her best friend, actress, who is kind of pissed off that she has to work on a Saturday because she has a date with an agent that night.
The tall blonde. Yes.
And not just any agent, the scummiest agent apparently in Los Angeles in 1990. Yes. So he's going to get her some work. she's probably going to suck his dick, and it's a win-win situation. I think I'd make a great talent agent.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, I would. I can be just as swarthy as anybody.
Do you want me to be your secretary? Sure. I'll know which ones to like.
Yeah.
In. Okay.
You'll be like, you have a weird eyebrow.
Yeah, you're
no, out. No, no. He doesn't like weird eyebrows, and neither do I. Yeah. So that's what's going on. They go into the building. They meet in the parking lot. They go into the building, and they meet two temp workers that have been hired for the day to assist them with their...
And Tony said they were all temps. They didn't have to show up.
Well, then what the fuck are they doing if they're temps?
Temps don't have to show up on Saturday?
No, they're temps. Oh, well, I mean, okay. They do if they want to get paid, but... Oh. Yeah, right. Fuck this. I don't even care. Tony paid more attention to this movie than I did. Yeah. Tony, you should be doing this instead of me. You'd probably be much better at it. So they go in and they meet these two temps, mm-hmm. two other temps, red dress and blue dress. All these chicks are sevens to tens, I would say, except for the one we're going to meet in a minute, purple dress, who I didn't find that attractive at all.
My favorite one was the tall brunette.
What color dress was she wearing?
I think she had a blue.
The blue dress? She was the redhead, wasn't she?
No, because when she did the shower scene, she came out wearing blue, like a blue teddy or something.
Yeah, well, they all came out wearing teddies.
Yeah, but she looked like she was 6 foot tall.
Oh.
I was like, oh. I like her.
Okay, I like red dress. She had the shortest hair and the biggest assets. So anyway, they go in, they're all complaining about how they have to work on a Saturday and this is horse shit. They're all dressed like complete hooas, which is good.
Orange panties for the win.
Who had orange panties?
I think
Sports Bra had orange panties. But we'll get to that in a second. So they go in, as they're having this conversation, the elevator door opens up behind them, and we meet Orville Ketchum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll remember the name Orville Ketchum from Sorority House Massacre, or was it Slumber Party Massacre?
I thought it was Slumber Party.
Slumber Party Massacre? Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be a sequel to Slumber Party Massacre. He was the neighbor that tried to help the girls when, Hochstetter went crazy with the drill bit thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was the one that tried to help him. All right. Now, unfortunately, he's a big creepy guy, and not a lot of personality on him. Probably social anxiety of some sort. And it looked like he got a little choked up around hot chicks.
This guy looked like my best friend.
Really?
My best friend looks like this.
Wow. All right. There you have it. Okay. Does your best friend at least smile or... Can you have a conversation?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Because this Orville guy, nothing. Flatline all the way across. Really, all he did, in fact, he doesn't even look at anybody. He just has like a, yeah, I was there during the massacre. It was the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my life. He kind of creeped me out, too, you know? Like, if I had to hang out with that guy, or if he was a coworker, imagine that, spending 8 hours a day with that dude.
Oh, I would love it.
Of course you would. He would never talk to you.
I would fuck with him all day
long.
Oh,
you are ruthless.
We would be like this.
Ah.
I would get him to do things, to bad things.
Sexual harassment. No. That's what she's telling you. Oh, yeah. That's sexual harassment, inmates. She's going to take him in the storeroom and put him to the test.
No! Oh. I would make him do bad, like, criminal things outside of...
Yeah, that's what she's talking about. I bet he was hung. I bet he's a big guy, right?
I don't think
so. All right, well, we don't need to get into that. Anyway, this is where we get our big flashback to...
Hi, Alan!
Oh, Alan's in the house. What's up, Alan? This is where we get our big flashback to the events of Slumber Party Massacre. And we get to watch like a good 10-15 minutes of the original movie showing him trying to help the girls and Hochstetter drilling him with the drill bit and stuff like
Buddy's
that.
Buddy's working.
No buddy tonight, yeah. Alan. Sorry.
Oh, Gene was asking.
Oh, Gene. Sorry.
Sorry.
No buddy tonight. Just us. Mm-hmm. Stuck with the original twosome here.
Yeah.
So we get the big flashback. He tells us all about Sorority House or Slumber Party Massacre, and now we're going to cut upstairs to where we're going to meet the boss of these young ladies, a guy by the name of Mr. Plimpton. Mm-hmm. Was it just me, or did Mr. Plimpton look almost exactly like Seth MacFarlane?
A little bit sleazier.
He had like a ponytail, and he's doing that shitbird thing where you got a guy with like a nice shirt and tie, but he wears his chains on the outside. That says scumbag to me.
Guido.
Yeah. Straight up, or used car salesman, something like that. Got a weird haircut thing going on. Like a ponytail? What is that? I don't know. Anyway, he's up there. What?
Tony said, I thought he looked like Darian Brock.
Hey, now!
Hi, Tim!
He was actually a pretty sharp dresser, that Mr. Plimpton. Other than the gold chains outside of the shirt, I thought he looked all right. And clearly he was doing well for himself. He's sexually harassing young, I don't know, whatever, lingerie distributors. So right. There's that. He's up there doing just that. He's got a young lady in a purple dress mm-hmm. with her boobs out. Mm-hmm. And apparently he has just hired her for some kind of a position of something, doing something. But one of the perks of this job is that if you're a hot young co-ed, you get free lingerie. Mm-hmm. So she's going through the boxes, seeing what she can figure out with that. And he's like, all right there, sweet mm-hmm. tits. Get downstairs and meet the rest of the girls. We got inventory to do. So they all go downstairs and meet the other girls, and they introduce themselves. And now we're sitting at the original crew here. We got five girls, and they need to get on the inventory. So now, again, this isn't a warehouse. This is an office building. Mm-hmm. So all of the lingerie surplus is kept in the basement, mm-hmm. which apparently they share with all the other businesses there in the building. So they're farting around. Plimpton leaves for the day. They're farting around. They go downstairs and start looking through all the boxes. What do you think? Like maybe 10, 15 boxes?
Yeah.
Do you need five people to do this?
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Just stop thinking about it.
I didn't.
I mean, really, Plimpton could have done this himself mm-hmm. In an hour and a half probably. And if you got five chicks down there, mm-hmm. if they're not too busy dancing around and stuff, they could have it done in 25 minutes, I'm sure. Whatever, I don't care. Mm-hmm. So they go down there, they move like three boxes, and then decide that all of their collective backs hurt at the same time, so they need to take a break. Oh, my back. Oh. God.
Yep.
Fuck, you can blame Cake Wolf for this. We could be talking about a real horror movie right now. Instead, Hard to Die. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Cake Wolf. So they decide to take a break. Apparently, actress is a smoker because she just starts smoking cigarettes there in the basement. Mm-hmm. And by smoking cigarettes, I mean lights one up, takes a drag and a half, and then whips it across the basement. It, of course, lands in some flammable newspapers or other trash and starts a small fire, which sets off the sprinkler system. Mm-hmm. And this is where our wet t-shirt contest begins. Mm-hmm. It takes them like, what, probably a good 4 to 6 minutes before they realize the sprinklers have come on.
Yeah.
Instead of like getting out from underneath the sprinklers, they all just kind of, oh, it's wet.
Oh my God.
Oh, so wet. Somebody stop it. Oh. It's a good thing you're getting a visual representation of this, because mm-hmm. us just talking about it, I don't think would do it justice. So, now they're all sopping wet, which is mm-hmm. pretty hot, actually. They're like, oh, we can't, it's all wet down here. We can't do this down here. So they start moving the boxes back up to Plimpton's office. Mm-hmm. Now, I get it. It's supposed to be an office, I think. But is it what?
Oh, Tony said, good thing there was a giant sign that said sprinkler shut off valve.
Of course. Had to make a big point of seeing that. But the office itself is more like an apartment. I think he had a bedroom in there, didn't he?
I don't know.
He had like a weird side room. There's like an open-air shower in there. What the hell kind mm-hmm. of business are you doing in this place? Well, obviously you're nailing co-eds and mm-hmm. under the guise of a lingerie distribution company. So they start moving the boxes up. They decide that since they're soaking wet, they want to get out of their wet clothes, mm-hmm. and they don't have any other clothes to put on except the lingerie. Mm-hmm. And they, of course, need to take showers now mm-hmm. because
they're so dirty.
Because they are filthy. I don't remember watching this when I was 12 years old, but I really wish I would have. Because this would have helped shape my sexuality. I saw other things that brought me. You know what probably would have happened? I probably would have watched this, but it would have been on USA Up all night.
Oh.
With all of the boobs cut out. Yeah. Uh-huh. No boobs in it at all. Mm. How boring would this movie be?
Yeah, without, for you, yeah.
It would be like 12 minutes long. Uh-huh. It'd be a short film. All right, anyway. So they're up there. They're like, oh, we need to take a shower. Actress decides she's going to go first. So we get like a 5-minute scene of her in the shower soaping herself mm-hmm. and lathering herself and getting all hot and bothered while the other ladies continue moving boxes up from the attic. Mm-hmm. They decide that they're getting hungry and they need some food. So they, what do they decide on? Chinese, I think. Chinese food?
Yeah, I thought so.
So they decide to order some Chinese delivery.
Oh, when I said up all night, Alan said he misses up all night.
Do you? I mean, I miss up all night too, but at the same time, you're getting very watered down versions of these movies. You know, what we need is like an up all night, but with unedited movies. I think Joe Bob's kind of doing something like that on Shudder, but he only does it like twice a year.
Yeah, we need our own channel then.
Mm-hmm. Get her in a some kind of a slinky situation. Mm-hmm. Slinky. I mean, she's got sexier crazy bitch hoodies mm-hmm. than the one that she usually wears. So they're taking showers. They order the food. They're like one by one going down and getting more boxes. So there's one constantly separated from the rest. And then there's another one in the shower who's also separated from the rest. Mm-hmm. Now, right about now, a delivery shows up to the office building. Now, this isn't the Chinese food. This is a random delivery with a box. Mm-hmm. So guy brings it in. He's like, hey, ladies, I got a box for you. Here's a box and it's got a box. So they bring the box in, they sign for it, they take it upstairs. Curiosity, of course, gets the better of them, so they decide mm-hmm. to open the box. Inside the box is another box. Mm-hmm. There's a box in the box. Box number two has like weird Egyptian carvings, or was it Asian carvings on it or something like that?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
So, sports bra mm-hmm. decides that she's going to get to, I think that it had the wrong address or something, or it got delivered
yes,
to them to,
wrong
by mistake.
Place.
So, sports bra decides that she's going to solve the mystery of the box. Mm-hmm. So, she calls the phone number on the package, which is, I guess at some point we were putting our phone numbers on packages when we sent them. Anyway, she calls the number and she's like, hey, we got a weird box here. It doesn't belong to us. And you know who that guy was that answered the phone?
No.
It was Forrest J. Ackerman. He was the original publisher of Famous Monsters of Filmland, which was like one of the first horror magazines.
Really?
Yeah. How the hell he got wrapped up in this shit, I have no idea. So they call Forrest Ackerman, and he's like, wait a minute, I don't know anything about a box. Turns out Forrest Ackerman is playing a professor at a museum in Santa Monica. Now who's piping off?
Oh, Tony said, how the hell did Sports Bra know that was Egyptian?
She had an accent, Tony. That's how. She's clearly smarter than the rest of us. But mind you, she only had the accent periodically throughout
Zachary?
The movie.
Who is Zachary? Do you take questions?
Sure.
Yes.
I don't know who Zachary is.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, Stevesy. I don't know who's that. Zachary?
I don't know who that is.
Steve, we don't know who Zachary
but
is.
Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So she calls Forrest Ackerman. Ackerman's like, hey, dude, I guess it was supposed to be sent to the museum. Instead, it got sent to the lingerie company. Anybody could make that mistake, right? So they decide to open the box. And when they do, we get like a very bargain basement version of Pinhead type of a thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really, it's like a stupid cartoon that comes, there's like a big flash of light, and then mm-hmm. this cartoony ghost goes out and it whips around the room mm-hmm. a couple of times. And I don't know if the girls could see it or if it was just us. Because, I mean,
I thought they saw it.
Did they?
By doing
it's
that.
Kind of yeah. doing this number. Okay, mm-hmm. maybe they did see it. But the problem is that it goes into one of the girls. And I don't know if they all saw that part or not, because they didn't seem to react to it from that point forward. Mm-hmm. Like, if I saw a ghost go into you. Mm-hmm. Okay, you need to go ahead. And, I mean, you know, we'll finish the show, but as soon as that's done, you gotta go, sweetie.
Well, you wouldn't want to know who it is.
No,
what it
no.
Is.
When is that a good thing?
What?
What are
maybe
we...
I could do like powerful stuff for you, like rob a bank.
You with the bank robbery. We are not. She keeps trying to get me to rob a fucking bank. I'm not going to do it, Monica. I don't care if you are possessed by a ghost. She's going to get me in trouble. Probably going to get us all in trouble. You're all implicated in this now. Anyway, so it goes into one of the girls. It goes into Purple Dress, and nobody seems to give a shit, though, because she's like, oh, I'm fine. Woo. She got the accent for a few minutes. All right, so now they're going back down, and they're taking the box, bringing the boxes up. I think it was Actress. Actress and Red Dress go down there to get a load of boxes. Mm-hmm. Red Dress grabs the boxes, heads back up. Actress has another back spasm, so she does like a weird crab walk thing on the floor for a minute and then hits the deck. Red Dress is like, oh, you just sit here and wait for a minute and I'll come back and check on you. And then Red Dress heads up. Once she leaves the basement, we get the shadowy hands come out and grab Actress. You can't see who the killer is, but they grab Actress, and then you get a splash of blood on the wall. Mm-hmm. No more Actress.
Nope.
I miss her already. Yeah. She was probably the least attractive, I think, of the girls. No, I think Purple Dress. No, she wasn't that bad. Yeah, I think Actress was. She had a weird face, right?
She did a little bit. Your favorite one was the short one,
the
right?
Red Dress with the short hair, with the short curly hair.
Yeah,
she had the biggest. she had the biggest. All right, so now we're going to cut to... Red Dress. Red Dress goes up. She unloads the boxes. She's on her way back down. She hears somebody skulking around. What's going on?
Oh, Tony just said Actress got hurt. Skiing accident.
Skiing accident. Is that what you're calling it? A skiing accident? No. No. She handled some poles all right, but they weren't ski poles. Hey-o! Red Dress comes down. Now she's in the lobby and she hears somebody moving around. So she's thinking it's the food delivery individual. She's like, nope. And then again, we get some shadowy hands. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a chase scene here. We don't get to see who the killer is yet. Mm-mm. But we do get periodic flashes back to Orville. Mm-hmm. At one point, we get to see him sit down for his lunch break in which he eats a raw meat sandwich. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a sandwich. It was like a piece of bread with a fistful of like hamburger meat on it. And he just went to town on that. Is that good? Should I try that? I don't know why. I don't know why you would.
Raw meat? No.
Yeah. No, you can get... Can't you get dysentery from that?
Well, don't people eat like steak tartare raw? So
that's true. I don't know. I think you can get like ringworm from that, though, right?
No.
I'm not going to do it.
Sushi raw.
That's fish.
So what's the difference?
I don't know.
Can you guys tell us what the difference is?
Don't do it. Don't have a raw meat sandwich. Even if it is delicious, I'm sure it's not good for you for one reason or another. Okay. So now we're going to go to... so now Red Dress is out of the equation. So is Actress. We're already down to three girls. Right about now, we're going to cut back to Forrest Ackerman, who's looking for his mysterious box, which, by the way, he didn't remember ordering or who would have sent it to him to begin with. Mm-hmm. So he starts doing a little fact-checking, realizes that the box is a spirit box from ancient Egypt, and it's supposed to contain the spirit of somebody, I guess, or something like that. So he's like, oh, crap, I got to get the box.
Mm-hmm. The mummy.
That would be bad. If that was Amunet showed up, she'd kick the shit out of it. Oh, she'd wreck that fucking place. Mm-hmm. So he's like, he's starting to get paranoid. He calls his research assistant and she comes in and he's like, yeah, we got to go over there and get that box. Apparently they don't want to go get it themselves. All right, now who's piping off?
You two having conversation about things you have no knowledge of.
None whatsoever. We don't do, I mean, the amount of work and research that goes into this show, no. To be honest with you, I didn't even watch this movie. I'm just making the shit up as I go. So anyway, he calls his cop friend and tells him to go check out the box because he's worried that there's going to be some foul play involved or something. So the sleazy cop shows up with his like weird denim clad partner who I think was supposed to be hot. I didn't find her attractive. And then they're like, okay, we're going to go check this out. Now, I don't know how this played into anything, but somehow the cop and his partner end up on a porno shoot. How did we get there?
I don't know.
Did that make sense? Or
was that just happening in the same building?
I don't think so. Because they had to, like, they got in their car when they left. So they had to drive.
But why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, they go to, I don't know. I have no idea how this works. But they end up on the set of a porno, mm-hmm. and they have to question one of the actresses. And she's like, yeah, I get my lingerie from the office over there. And they're like, okay, well, we better check out the office. Do they just stop by porno shoots randomly and see how things are going? Because that would probably make me want to be a cop if I knew I could hang out on porno sets, meet young starlets. You're under arrest for sexy.
Wow.
Hey-o. All right. I don't know how that even played into the movie or the story or anything. It just suddenly they're on a porno set. All right.
Yeah.
Question the actress. She gives up the address to the lingerie distributing company, so that's where they're headed. Now we're going to cut to the young ladies back there at the lingerie place. Mm-hmm. First thing that happens is the delivery girl finally shows up with the Chinese food. Now, I knew right off the bat where this was going because did you notice that the delivery girl had like a full body, like almost like a ninja suit on? You know what I'm saying? Like she was like clad. She almost looked like she was wearing a burqa. She had on a beanie. Now, this is Los Angeles, mind you. She's got on a beanie hat, a full like, I don't know what you call that. It's like a muumuu, I guess, right?
Okay.
Like a poncho thing. And then she's got a long sleeve shirt on underneath that. And then like some baggy pants. As soon as she walked in, I'm like, you're going to get set on fire.
Well, she had white on, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, there's no reason for her to be wearing that many clothes, okay. Right? Well. So she walks in, she starts poking around the main lobby. Apparently this building is being renovated or something like that. Because there's a giant puddle of paint just there in the lobby. She's like, hey, I got your Chinese food, you assholes. You better be ready to tip me. And then somebody shows up with like a lighter while she's standing in the puddle of paint and just lights her right up. So not only was the burqa like covering her whole body, mm-hmm. but I think it was also made out of flash paper. Because she went up like a Christmas tree. Whoosh! And then she like staggers around for a minute and then that's it. No more pizza deliver or Chinese food delivery girl. All right. So that's sad. Now the remaining three girls, which is sports bra, purple dress and blue dress are upstairs and they're starting to get hungry and worried because they're missing two of their friends.
They were on the 11th floor, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy that. That sounds good. Sure. They go down to the lobby trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, and they come across a big box in the lobby. Right? No, I think they went all the way down to the basement, didn't they?
I thought it was the basement.
It could be the basement. It doesn't matter. Big box in the basement with blood coming out of it. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh my God, what is that box? Start to get a little closer. Of course, the box pops open, and there we see our dead actress in dead red dress. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, we got a killer on our hands. Mm-hmm. So naturally, they're going to jump to conclusions and assume that Orville, the big scary guy, is the killer. Mm-hmm. It would be a fair assumption, right?
No.
Especially since it's never explained how Purple Dress got away from the girls to go kill these two. For all intents and purposes, she was up there taking a shower with the rest of them while this was going on.
Well.
Not that it fucking matters. We'll just write this off. This is not a murder mystery, my friends. All right, now we're in survival mode. And unfortunately, this mm-hmm. happens just as Orville comes around the corner. So they're like, you're the goddamn killer. And then they mm-hmm. all haul ass to the elevator, go back up to the office and kind of barricade themselves in. All right, perfect. So now we're going to cut back to our police officers. They're driving around trying to find the building. Then we go back to our siege situation at the building itself. Now we've mm-hmm. got three girls. Blue dress, sports bra, and purple dress. Sports bra is kind of like the leader. She's like the character that we've been following this whole time. At this point, blue dress kind of goes catatonic on us and just stands by a chair and looks out the window.
Mm-hmm. And in between, there's flashes of lightning.
A lot of lightning. Mm-hmm. A lot of lightning. Although, once you see the cops driving, mm-hmm. no more lightning.
Yeah.
It's only when you're looking out the window. I think the lightning was just out around the building. Somehow this building attracts lightning. I don't know. So, Sports Bra is like, okay, we have to get out of here. We can't stay here. And Purple Dress is like, okay, but what are we going to do? Blue Dress is over there, and she's completely lost her shit. She's just staring out the window. So they come up with this ingenious plan that they're going to leave Blue Dress there at the office. Sports Bra, they're gonna like back to back each other down the hall to the stairwell. So once they get there, Sports Bra is going to go downstairs. Purple Dress is going to go upstairs. And then if either one of them like encounters Orville, they'll scream, but they're not going to help each other. So when you see him, you scream and you just keep going, whichever you forget the other person altogether is the plan. Great plan, ladies. So, that's what they do. Naturally, Sports Bra comes across Orville first and she screams, and then Purple Dress does the exact opposite of what she was supposed to do and goes hauling ass downstairs to help Sports Bra. While that's going, there's like a little bit of a tussle, but they get separated again. Purple Dress goes hauling ass back to the office. Sports Bra is now involved in like this cat and mouse game with Orville. So Purple Dress gets to the office where Blue Dress is waiting, and she's kind of snapped out of it a little bit. And she's like, oh my God, she has the accent now. She's like, oh my God, we've got to get out of here as soon as possible. I think that Sports Bra has been killed on the stairwell. And Blue Dress is like, excellent. So now the new plan is that these two are going to get out. Now, here's a little fun fact for you. On the floor just below the lingerie distribution center is a indoor firing range slash munition supply dump.
Yeah.
Slash armory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
It's Los Angeles.
It is the 90s.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, so they get down. They stumble their way down there, and they get in, and we're going to find this is where they reconnect with Sports Bra.
Yes, good thing there's a gun store in this building.
Why wouldn't there be a gun store in the building? Who said that, Tony?
Yeah.
Tony, why would there not be a gun store in a multi-level office building? I work in a multi-level office building. We have three gun stores. There's one in the front, one in the back, and then another one on top, just in case some scantily clad women should be, you know, under siege by a big fat janitor guy. Just for that purpose, because we don't know which way they're going to run. You want them to have access to an AK-47 in any direction. Anyway, enough about me. So they get down there, and right about now they get their first confrontation with Orville. They fight him off, and they, like, stab him. I think, didn't they use a coat hanger or something? They stabbed him with something stupid, like a screwdriver. And that's where they reconnect with Sports Bra, just as she's fighting him off and stabbing him. Now, this fucking Orville guy is tough as nails. I'll give you that. But coat hanger, you think? Yeah, probably.
Coat hanger.
Orville goes down, and then he gets back up, and then there's another fight. And somehow they manage to throw him out of the window. Now, that should do the trick, right? Except they look down, and of course, he's not there anymore. So they run to the stairwell, they look down the stairs, and they see him walking back up the stairs towards them. So they run back to the gun store, barricade the door, and this is where we find out that Sports Bra's dad was a Marine. Therefore, she knows how to handle any kind of firearm known to man. All right, so she manages to load the AK-47. And they kind of set this little trap for Orville here. Orville comes in, they shoot the living piss out of him, and he goes down, and she's like, whew, good thing we did it, ladies. And then Purple Dress comes around the corner, and she's like, did you kill him? And then all of a sudden her voice drops, and she's like, where did he go? Okay, now we're finding out what's really going on. Purple Dress, despite the fact that this makes zero sense and is almost impossible, has actually been the killer this whole time. And there's a lot of dialogue to explain this, but I'm just going to sum it up for you because I don't really care. Orville has been like trying to fight off Hockstetter and keep these girls safe, but he's the worst communicator ever in the history of communication. So that's why they think he's the killer. In actuality, it was Purple Dress the whole time who was possessed by the soul of Hockstetter, who, of course, just wants to kill scantily clad young women. I don't know what his problem is with that. But so that's the big reveal, as if we didn't already know. So from there, we get apparently the soul of Hockstetter, or Purple Dress, is also very well versed in firearms, because she picks up an AK-47, and we get like a probably about a 6-minute firefight that is taking place in the same distance between me and Monica right now with AK-47s. I don't think we could even fit. We would have to, like, I would have to come up and you'd have to come. There's no, it's stupid.
Was it just me, or I noticed there was no blood splatter
anywhere? No. Okay. There was.
Yeah, I was like, why isn't there any blood anywhere?
There wasn't any blood, but there was a lot of stray bullets and a lot of that weird 80s action stuntman move where you're supposed to be getting shot with a machine gun, so you kind of...
It kind of reminded me of when you're playing the video game from the 80s. What was that, Tron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same thing. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no actual blood, you know, bullet holes. Just eventually one of the girls goes, and then it falls down. So that's great. Which is actually kind of hot, considering she's wearing...
I did a lot of drugs in the 80s.
Well, didn't we all? Really? I mean,
I was a child in the 80s. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, but you had a very weird childhood.
Well, yes.
It's actually kind of hot because they're all wearing lingerie, so there's a lot of booby shaking going on. Unfortunately, in this ridiculous 3 feet of crossfire, somehow Blue Dress gets clipped and goes down, and she's now out of the equation. No bullet hole, no blood, just...
Yeah. Ugh,
and no more Blue Dress. So they do this like 3 times. Mm-hmm. Purple Dress keeps getting back up. Apparently, Sports Bra's AK-47 has a magically enchanted magazine that never runs out of bullets.
Right.
But that's okay, because so does Purple Dress. So it's just this constant... like 5 times. Kills her, goes down, gets back up. Eventually, the goddamn cops show up. And then they like surround Purple Dress, and they all shoot her, and she goes down. And they're like, oh, okay, whew. Orville gets back up, and he's like, you know, he gets a gun, and he starts shooting Purple Dress also. Mm-hmm. So that's when Sports Bra is like, oh, he wasn't the killer. He tried to save me. It's Purple Dress over there. She got possessed by something and went crazy and tried to kill us all. And then the cops are like, okay, well, we'll get you guys out of here. And then Purple Dress pops back up again and kills 4 police officers.
Yeah.
And then they shoot her again and she goes down. Mm-hmm. And this time she stays down, I guess, because the next thing you see is them wheeling Orville and Sports Bra out, and they're holding hands on the gurneys. And that's pretty much the end of your movie there, kids.
Why didn't they cut her head off?
Cut whose head? Yes. Purple Dress? She had to have had probably a good 40 to 50 pounds of lead in her with all those bullets.
Yeah. But if somebody doesn't die, cut their fucking head off.
I mean, they could say the same thing about Orville, right? Because he just kept popping back up.
Yeah, but he was a big guy.
It would
have taken a lot to penetrate.
What you didn't know was that particular lingerie line was the new Kevlar lingerie that's coming out next year. Very hot and tactical. Available in camouflage and midnight black. That is Hard to Die from 1990. It is not a good movie, but you can definitely squeeze one out.
I'm his YouTube partner. I'm like his little sister.
Even though she's older than me. What's going on
now? Oh, Zach, is Monica your YouTube partner or your partner in life?
We have like a... It's like a love-hate, sometimes slap you relationship, but sometimes slap you hurts, other times slaps you in like a sexual, ooh, kind of a way.
Yeah, we just share porn.
That's all.
Yeah.
And by share, I mean she gives it to me and then I keep it. I'm not going to give it back to her. It's mine now.
I don't want she it doesn't, back. You don't, I'm done with it.
I'll tell you right now, I am pretty hard on my porn. And I mean that in a number of different ways. All right, now you're just being gross. I'm trying to talk about a fucking horror movie here. God, keep it together. So what did you think of Hard to Die? It's silly, right?
You know, for a 90s movie, it was okay.
It's Jim Wynorski. You got to know what you're getting into there.
I almost felt like this was kind of like an action movie.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the body jumping soul of the serial killer thing going on. It's fine. It's if you like Chopping Mall, you'll love this. If you liked any of the Sorority House Massacres, you'll love this one. It's
I think they made this for the boys.
They did. Then. Oh, clearly. Showers. Each one of these girls had like a 4 to 6 minute shower scene of just her in the shower soaping herself up.
Yes. My brother used to always say that. He's like, how come in the 80s that's all women did in the shower?
They just
this was your whole shower scene.
Just get in there. You just got to make sure.
And I love this. Lift like, your leg up. Some of this. Who showers like that?
I do. That's exactly how I
shower. That's what I do when I'm shaving.
It's silly. Is it just me, or did breast implants come a long way? Because some of these chicks had like weird boobs that were pointing in weird directions.
Yeah, but you know what I thought was cool is, I don't want to be mean or anything.
Go ahead. That's what we've come to expect from you.
But back then, like women, like me, we all have like this stomach that goes in.
Right.
And now it's like every chick's stomach just goes pool.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the body shapes have changed.
Yeah, I was thinking, well, back then we were really in, for some reason we decided that like wafer thin chicks were super hot. So,
well, I think like the small, big boobs, small waist. And
that's always, that's a go-to right there.
Well, we don't really have that anymore.
No, well, but the right amount of surgery, you could.
Come on.
Yeah, anyway.
Work for it.
That's what I say. It's fine. It's something to have on. If you're jonesing for some boobs and you don't want to gross out the wife with X videos or something like that, you can put this on, and then you can say, oh, no, it's a horror movie, honey. It's not. I'm just not watching it for...
Yeah, or your son.
Yeah.
Who's like 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 12, not 4.
Yeah.
That's different. that's Hard to Die, kids. It's fine. It's good 90s schlock, I say. If you want to check it out, go ahead. If not, whatever.
Yes, it was more of a horror movie than The Great Wall.
I would say so. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Great Wall was just too gratuitous. All right, inmates, we're going to take us a little break. We'll come back with some other stuff, huh?
Yeah.
G'day, mate. Welcome to Australia, home of baby-eating dingoes, 100 different animals ready to kill you, Mick Taylor, Mick Dundee, and 20 other guys called Mick. Oh, and the dumbest bloke on planet Earth.
I'm Ben, and I'm here to learn about horror films.
But fear not, I've come to help this poor special needs kid as I make him sit down and watch some of the greatest and not so greatest horror films out there in our podcast, Horror for Dummies.
Hooray!
So join us every week on the Padded Room Network as we talk about horror films, old and new, and listen to some favourite tracks while we spray some spiders. So the question stands, where the bloody hell are ya?
So jump onto your kangaroo and hop on over to the Padded Room Network.
Catch a new episode of Horror for Dummies every Friday or whenever the hell Darian Brock likes to put them out.
I'm not afraid to
Hey inmates, if you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back. Monica?
Yes.
You're afraid of heights.
Yes.
Would you work in a high-rise building? Even for free lingerie?
No.
Even what if it was just the 11th floor?
No.
But what if you only had to walk past the windows? You didn't have to work in front of them, but you did have to, like, when, right when you came out of the elevator, there was a window 11 floors up. Uh-huh. Then would you, then on your way to your office, could you handle that?
I don't. There better be a cute guy working in my building.
I can't promise you any cute guys, especially on the 11th floor. You're probably going to get sleazy Mr. Plimpton.
I work on a second floor now.
Is that too much for you?
And I sit right by the window.
Can you handle that?
As long as I don't like stand up and look.
Yeah.
But as long as sitting and looking, I can handle.
You're okay. It's looking down that gets you, right?
Yes.
That's what it is. What if you were in lingerie with an AK-47? Do you think you could? 11th floor, lingerie, AK-47, possible cute guy. I'm not going to bend on the cute guy. I'm just going to say it's possible.
No.
Okay. 11th floor, lingerie, AK-47 for one Saturday night.
No. Why would I want to do that?
For free lingerie.
Why?
I don't know.
We get down and naked is the way to go anyway.
I've never seen the appeal of lingerie, to be honest with you. It's
even
expensive.
I'm told that when you're constantly naked, it leaves nothing to the imagination.
I'm okay with that. I would rather see the whole package than have to figure out where your nipples are.
Yeah.
That's just my, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know what
shit.
You're...
As long as you're naked, it's easy access immediately.
Do you want to have sex or do you want to just stare at me
right?
all night? What's the deal? What, are we going to do this? I don't know. This is uncomfortable. I paid a lot for this stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and put it on the floor.
Right?
Monica, you ready to announce this week's Terror Dome winners?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's do it.
No tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
Gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in. I'll kill you all. I'll drive you crazy. I'll kill you all. I'll make your dream come true.
6-year-old child with this blank, pale emotion. Face with blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Let's take a look at the singles competition. We had Pinhead versus the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of a no-brainer, inmates. The jungle fell silent around the still waters of the lagoon. Quietly, a gaunt figure broke its surface and made his way ashore. The Hell Priest had retrieved his precious box, and behind him, floating lifeless, the creature, the last of a now extinct species. With a vote of 11-2, Pinhead advances over the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
Shocking, mm-hmm. I know. Teams competition, we had the Nightbreed versus the Children of the Corn. The Children of Gatlin took to the empty streets. They searched tirelessly for the interlopers, but came up empty-handed. Beneath the streets, the breed watched and waited. As night fell, the screaming began. Faith in He Who Walks Behind the Rose was quickly overpowered by childlike fear of monsters. Those children unlucky enough to be left behind would find Pelequin's bite and become Nightbreed themselves. With a vote of 12-1.
No.
Buddy, the one guy who votes for the Children of the Corn, the Nightbreed advance. And that, my friends, is going to close out our preliminary rounds.
Yep.
Join us next week for the semifinals. Let's take a look at who we got here.
Yeah.
In singles competition, we're going to have the Ginger Dead Man versus Death, Freddy versus Dracula, Colonel Herzog versus Leatherface, Satan versus Jason Voorhees, Jigsaw versus the Tall Man, Candyman versus Pyramid Head, Michael Myers versus the Mummy, Kerry White versus Pinhead.
Oh, boy.
Interesting matchups. In the teams competition, we're going to have the 30 Days of Night Vampires versus the Elite Hunting Company, Puppet Master Dolls versus the Coven of Witches, the Tremors versus the Home Invaders, Demons versus Vengeful Ghosts, the Universal Monsters versus the Umbrella Corporation, Zombies versus the Lost Boys, Werewolves versus Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and Nazi Zombies versus the Night Breed. Got a lot of writing still to do.
Yeah. The teams one sounds like there can be some interesting matches
and
there.
And quite a few people, oddly enough, have already been eliminated from this year's competition. Jaleesa's out. Lance still has Death in.
Mm.
Steve's out. John Barlow's still in. Alan's still in. Cake Wolf is still in. You're still in. I'm still in. Troy is still in with the Elite Hunting Company. Melissa is still in. Crackhouse Matt with the Nazi Zombies. I think Emma is completely out of it. No, she's got Jason Voorhees.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's thinning down, boys and girls. Get ready for the preliminary round starting next week right here in the padded room.
Oh, boy.
While you're getting ready for that, we're going to tell you about what movies we watched this week in a little segment we call What Are You Looking At?
What are you looking at?
I finally got around to watching Mom and Dad from 2017.
Oh,
That's a pretty good show. It's silly. It's pretty silly. But I could just watch that scene of Nicolas Cage destroying the pool table.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how bad his life sucks and how much pussy he used to get.
Yes. I felt bad for him. Like, yeah.
That's kind of what happens when men reach a certain age. You put on a few pounds, you have some kids, and you find some TV shows you like.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be a real psycho and start a podcast and start doing marathons.
Mm.
That's one way of going about it. Other than that, it wasn't a bad show. I liked it. I guess there's a sequel in the works where the kids are going to try to kill the parents.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. I'd like to see that. That's all I'm looking at. I also watched season one of Daredevil, season one of Jessica Jones.
Wow.
And I almost finished season two of Daredevil.
Oh.
So I'm determined to get through all these goddamn Marvel shows.
Yeah, you were busy.
I was. So that's what I'm looking at, Monica. What do you got this week?
I didn't look at anything.
You looked at a plane trip to Virginia.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is scary enough as it is. Did you sit by the window
yes.
on the plane? Oh, shit. Uh-huh. It must have been at night when you couldn't see anything.
No, in the morning, I did watch up. Like when we crossed over Arizona, mm-hmm. I kept my eyes open.
The Grand Canyon?
Yeah, because that's like where I'd like to live one day. And so I got to see Lake Powell from the sky.
Oh, cool.
That was so cool. And then once we hit New Mexico, like the plane got higher up and I was like, yeah, I'm not looking. Because all I could think of is falling. Like flat. Like,
yeah.
Boom. You're done.
Yeah. You get turned into a soup.
There's nothing.
We can bury you in an envelope after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Right on. Well, that's what we're looking at this week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some immersion therapy. Buddy's not here, inmates, which means I have the keys to immersion therapy.
Immersion therapy.
What do you think of Delirium Kid?
I hated this movie.
It was pretty... It took me 3 tries to get through it. It was pretty fucking slow, man.
It took me 2.
Yeah. It's pretty slow. It didn't really do a very good job of keeping me interested either.
No.
I mean, you get an awful lot of footage of, like, Topher Grace unpacking and exploring that house kicked ass. I was hoping that delivery girl was going to get naked. It was not to be. I was in danger of the parole officer getting naked. I did not want to see that. I was like, no.
Yeah.
It looked like that was going to go down for a second. I was like, hey there. I don't know, man. And then the brother shows up and we don't know if he's real or not. But by then we don't really even fucking care anymore.
No. Like the first 15 minutes, I was like done. I was like, this is not interesting. It's just bleh. No. And then I was like, okay, I got to at least try to watch this.
Yeah. Like I said, man, it took me 3 tries. First time I was like, I'm just not interested. I'm going to go back to playing video games. Uh-huh. Second time I was like, okay, I got to get through this because... for the show, and then I fell asleep. And then third time, which was like 2 minutes before you walked in the door today,
you're like, oh, I'm
gonna pick it up where I left off. There should only be a few minutes left, so I gotta know at least know how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that great.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't even. I mean, I guess like a psychological thriller or something. The house was cool. I loved all the secret passages and the tricky doors and all that. Other than that. You know, I wasn't that enthralled with Topher Grace's character, so I didn't really give a shit if he was making it up or if this was actually happening.
Well, I was just kind of wondering, like, did I miss it? Like, how long was the mom in the basement?
Yeah, I don't know. You would think that at some point that conversation would have happened before Topher Grace came out. Nobody, all right, so you got a dead guy that got ate by his dog.
Right.
Okay, well, I guess he's the only one here. We'll just go ahead and pack out. We're not going to look for her or ask any questions or...
Yeah, like, I'm like, wow, how long has this woman been down
forever.
Here? And nobody even cares or had questions? Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't care about the movie either, if how they felt about us.
You know what? You're going to treat me like a 5-year-old, I'm going to act like one.
Yeah.
God damn it. It wasn't that good, inmates. I say you can go ahead and skip Delirium, unless you're having trouble sleeping, in which case it'll probably knock you right out.
Mm-hmm.
Your immersion therapy for this week, as chosen by me, is Bleed from 2016. Stars Chelsea Crisp, Riley Smith, and Michael Steger. Something about an abandoned prison, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same. Hopefully it's better than Delirium. And we will compare notes next week.
Yeah.
How about we go ahead and educate you, young lady?
Oh, okay.
Educating Miss Monica.
Wrong page.
Okay. Hit us with those clues one more time.
You start to notice weird things are happening in your neighborhood, and women are starting to disappear around town, and you have a creepy neighbor that lives next door. Yeah, and one day your mom invites him over. Oh, let the games begin.
See, I was thinking, my first guess was Fright Night.
Yes!
But that's what you fucking do. Yeah. You do it every week. She lays the railroad tracks right into Fright Night, and then, no, it's not Fright Night. It's something else.
But it's almost the
it's
same.
It's very close. Yeah. It's a very similar film. It's Disturbia, Alan. You got her. You nailed her. That's a pretty good show. I like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's got your favorite guy in it.
Yeah.
Whose name we can never remember.
Is it David Moore?
I think so.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
I think I looked him up.
Big dude.
Yeah.
Looks like a cowboy, kind of.
Yeah.
Gray hair.
He usually plays a bad guy.
Usually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a bad show.
Yeah.
Even for Shia LaBeouf, mm-hmm. who I think was like 16 in this one.
Yeah.
Not bad. It was fine. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You don't like Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Normally? Has he been in any movies that you liked?
No.
None at all?
No.
All right. I was going to try to defend him, but now that I think about it.
Oh,
well, no.
He's been like kicked out of Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, he went crazy.
Yeah.
He went batshit crazy.
His own career.
Even Transformers movies couldn't save him. They kicked him out of there. Brought in Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shia. You got to not
Mark
be a nutbag.
Mark Wahlberg is a better actor. He's a great actor.
He is. It's hard. It's hard to. You can't disparage Mark Wahlberg.
No.
I couldn't. I couldn't even do it. Although The Happening.
We'll just bypass that.
All right.
If you like him, you won't care.
It's best if you just pretend that that's not part of your reality.
Yeah.
All right, Monica. Who might you be this week, baby doll?
Oh, I got it in for all of you guys
this time. Okay, here we go.
You and your friends have been invited to a beautiful island, but little do you know it might be haunted. Okay, not haunted, but it does have giant monsters that can take over your body. And look, now you got to save your best friend from being sacrificed.
Giant monsters that can take over your body? Wait a minute, no. An island, though. And it might be haunted? A haunted island?
You guys can jump out of the box on this one.
See that? She's throwing little funny little things at us. I don't know about this. I'm going to have to ponder that one, my friends. It's going to come to me probably about 12:30 at night when I think I'm about to go to sleep. And then I'll be like, God damn it, where's my phone? I'm going to text her right now. That's how it usually goes down. Think about that, inmates. We'll do the same, and we can compare some notes next week.
Yeah.
Arnett, I think that's about going to do us for the week, Monica.
Yeah.
I told you it might be a short one, and that's mm-hmm. what you got. Join us next week, inmates. We're going to do Tokyo Gore Police here in Cake Wolf Action Horror Month.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing that again live on YouTube. We do have a Patreon campaign running. If anybody gives a shit, it's patreon.com/paddedroompod. We also have all kinds of swag over there. We got hats, coffee mugs, shirts, whatever you want. Like, comment, subscribe. If you get a chance, give us a 5-star review over on iTunes. They got a weird business model over there, and it's like run by this weird algorithm where the more comments and reviews we get, the higher up the charts we go. So if you get a chance, swing it on over to iTunes, drop us a 5-star thing. Let us know how you feel. You got to put something in the comments section too. You can't just click the 5 stars. So give us a recipe for peanut butter cookies. I don't care what you write in there. Just put something in there.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, Monica, you got anything else on the week?
Thanks, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you,
D,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our new friend Zach over mm-hmm. on YouTube. Thank you for subscribing, sir.
Yeah.
And hopefully, buddy, will be back next week. If not, it'll just be the Monica and Darian show again.
Mm-hmm.
And you might just be stuck with it. Mm-hmm. Ladies, I know all of his little girlfriends out there are throwing their hats on the ground. Where the fuck is he? Where is he? Son of a bitch. He's cheating, isn't he? Well, he is married. I don't know if
he... Yeah, you might have not had
I
to say.
I might need to edit that part out.
Yeah.
Whoops. All right. For Miss Monica, Buddy in Absentia, and the Padded Room Podcast, I'm afraid visiting hours are now over.
As Buddy would say, have a great week.
Have a great week.
Bye. Time.